Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. The Darul Iftar Report 2019 and according to the lunar calendar 1440. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Most respected muftiyan, ulama and honorable guests. Alhamdulillah, it is the grace of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that Allah has granted us tawfiq to engage in the service of Deen. We make dua to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that He forgive our shortcomings. We make dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that He grant us ikhlas in whatever we do. We make dua to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that He keep us engaged in the service of Deen till the end. Alhamdulillah, this year we have 18 ulama qualifying as muftis. They will be receiving certificates for completing their 2-year iftar course. They will also receive certificates for completing the Islamic finance and economic course. The name of the graduating students are, and the names are not based on any merit, but based on the age of the students. Mufti Muhammad Yasir from Mozambique, he graduated from Darul Uloom, Newcastle. Mufti Anasullah Sharif from India, he graduated from Darul Uloom, Deoband. Mufti Faisal Dhada from United Kingdom, he graduated from Al-Kawthar Academy. He also completed his degree in law. Mufti Hussein Muhammad from Tanzania, he graduated from Madrasa Inamiya, Camperdown. Mufti Muhammad Shabir Patel from Zambia, he graduated from Darul Uloom Azadwal. Mufti Tahmid Chaudhary, United States of America, he graduated from Darul Uloom Azadwal. Mufti Mirza Mahmood Beg, Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, he graduated from Darul Uloom Zakaria. Mufti Rabiul Islam, United States of America, graduated from Darul Uloom New York. Mufti Mizanur Rahman, United Kingdom, graduated from Jamiatul Ilm Wal Huda. Mufti Lutfi Alam, United States of America, graduated from Darul Uloom, New York. Mufti Mihrazur Rahman, United States of America, graduated from Darul Uloom, Azadwal. Mufti Abu Bakr Siddiq Muhammad, the son of Muhtaram Mufti Amjad Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum. Mufti Abu Bakr graduated from Darul Uloom, Azadwal. Mufti Muajul Islam Chaudhary, United States of America, graduated Darul Uloom Azadwal. Mufti Muhammad Yusuf, the son of Muhtaram Maulana Abdul Rahim Khan, the principal of Darul Uloom Nu'maniya. 16, Mufti Muhammad Al-Amin, the son of Muhtaram Maulana Ismail Aku Sahab, the principal of Darul Uloom Newcastle. 17, Mufti Abdullah bin Sayyid Sajid, he is the son of Muhtaram Sayyid Sajid Sahab, the principal of Darul Huda, Texas, United States of America. MashaAllah, Sayyid Saab is also here. He, with his family, with his children, they have come all the way from America to join in this Jalsa. Mufti Abdullah graduated from Darul Uloom, New York. And one thing about him, when he came, he was 16 years old. Did he give his alim everything in the midst of America and New York? And at the age of 18, he completed his mufti course. And 18, Mufti Saeed Tulaning Khane, he is from Harding. He graduated from Darul Uloom Nu'maniya. He spent a significant time in doing the iftar course. He had to go to Harding to meet the needs of his community. Alhamdulillah, he is very efficiently engaged in dawah and welfare work with the assistance of Al-Imdad Foundation. He continued with his iftar course. So we took this opportunity of the presence of Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Saab to confer on him the Mufti title. And according to the best of our knowledge, he is the first indigenous Mufti in Natal. We make dua to Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala that Allah accept the newly qualifying Muftis. We make dua that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala accept their sacrifices and the sacrifice of their parents and the asatiza who taught them from Maktab till the end. We know many students make great sacrifices to come over to study. To my beloved students, you have spent a minimum of 8 years to acquire ilm deen. This is a great form of ibadat. You could have gone to college, you could have gone to university, you could have attained secular degrees with high rewarding jobs. You withheld yourself to study for the pleasure of Allah. Inshallah, Allah will grant you from His unlimited treasures. Respected guests, the written question received by the Darul Ifta are from the Ask Imam website. Alhamdulillah, there are approximately 50,000 Ask Imam fatawas posted on the Ask Imam website and other websites. Unfortunately, many fatawa got lost due to transferring information. We hope to retrieve those fatawa and place them back on website. We had many requests from many people to upgrade and to revamp the Ask Imam website. Alhamdulillah, the website is revamped and just today it has been launched. And I also take advantage of this opportunity to thank our technical team for helping us and assisting us for that. There's also a separate section pertaining to hadith that has been created for ease of reference. We also field questions from the Ideal Woman website, a website that deals specifically with feminine and social related issues. Most of the fatawa received through the Ideal Woman website are not posted due to confidentiality and due to the question being very sensitive and personal. The Q&A of CII, Channel Islam International, is also under the administration of Darul Ifta. This position has been taken upon the request of many senior ulama, and after I have consulted with Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khampuri Sahab Maddazilluhu and Hazrat Maulana Suleiman Choksi Sahab, that the position has been taken. The Q&A forum is used only as an educational forum. We humbly request you, the ulama, to forward us questions that require educating the public through CII. Darul Ifta workshops. We wish to place on record the following organizations for their assistance in practical training of our students. The Jamiatul Ulama KwaZulu-Natal, for permitting our students to take part in the judicial sittings of Jamiatul Ulama KwaZulu-Natal. The IPCI, for training our students in comparative religions and debates. 3, the Muslim Prison Board, headed by Maulana Shabir Asmal Sahab, for training our students on dealing with prison and prison-related issues. 4, the Hilal Committee of Jamiatul Ulama KwaZulu-Natal, also headed by Maulana Shabir Asmal Sahab, for training our students on many issues pertaining to Hilal. 5, the Archer Archery Academy, Brother Zaid Qaji, for training our students in archery, a great sunnah of the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 6, Darul Ihsan Humanitarian Center, Mufti Zubair Bayat Sahab, assisted us and he conducted a workshop on marriage counseling for our students. 7, the Public Speaking and Leading Academy, Muhammad Vaid and Idris Khamisa on public speech. 8, we also thank Mufti Shafiq Jakura Sahab for making a presentation on Islamic finance. We also thank Ibrahim Desai, accountant, for conducting practicals on kafan and dafan. 9, we thank Al-Inbad Foundation, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahab, Yaqub Wahid Sahab, Qari Ziyad Patel, and Maulana Muhammad Motala for conducting workshop with our students on various aspects of welfare crisis and disaster management. And 10, lastly, a special thanks and shukriya to Muhtaram Mufti Amjad Sahab, Maddazilluhu, for taking out time and preparing the anthem, the Tarana, for the Darul Ifta. The publications, Alhamdulillah, Darul Ifta has published the English commentary of Qasida Burda. This will be available soon, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, in the past 2 years, there were discourses on the chapter of economics, Kitabul Buyu, of Bukhari Sharif at the Melonstone Road Masjid. The talks have been transcribed and we hope to publish it. Inshallah, the compilation will serve as a useful commentary for Kitabul Buyu of Bukhari Sharif. The Darul Ifta has compiled 2 volumes of Ideal Woman Fatawa, which will be published soon. The Darul Ifta also completed 2 volumes on social-related issues, which will also be published soon. The 4th volume of Contemporary Fatawa is also being compiled. Sharia-compliant investment schemes. The Darul Ifta has been inundated with queries pertaining to Al-Mabrur investment scheme. We make our position clear that The Darul Ifta only guarantees the Sharia compliancy of the scheme. Whilst we understand Al Mabrur has been performing very well and has passed the billion rand mark, we only undertake to guarantee the Sharia compliancy of Al Mabrur products. The Darul Ifta has also been requested by the management of HBZ Islamic Bank to supervise and audit the contracts and transactions. Alhamdulillah, all the contracts of HBZ Bank have been checked by us and we conduct audits on their transactions. Yes, we have to acknowledge that Islamic banking works within a conventional environment and it faces great challenges. Our endeavor is to promote Islamic finance to the best of our ability. One Humanity Foundation, the Darul Ifta operates One Humanity Foundation. The motivation is One Humanity to restore dignity and honor in the underprivileged people. Alhamdulillah, through your generous donations, One Humanity Foundation was able to assist hundreds of Muslim families during the winter and with blankets, food packs in Malawi. We also assisted families during Ramadan and Eid through iftar distribution. Distribution of food hampers were done in Gaza, Jordan and Syria. Your qurbani was also distributed to hundreds of families across various villages in Malawi. Alhamdulillah, thus far, many water wells and boreholes have been constructed. One Humanity Foundation is focusing on renovating existing masajid in rural areas of Malawi. The aim is to inhabit the masajid through makatibs and have adult dawah programs. Alhamdulillah, thus far, some masajid have been renovated and maktabs have been established. This project is personally supervised on the ground by the personnel of the Darul Ifta in Malawi. Mediation and arbitration. Alhamdulillah, the Darul Ifta also provides the services of commercial mediation and arbitration. In the past 2 years, we have successfully mediated and arbitrated many commercial-related disputes worth millions of rands. Most of our interventions are resolved through mediation. We humbly advise our business community to resolve the business disputes according to Sharia and avoid referring the disputes to the courts. Avoid referring our disputes to the courts. This is a wastage of money and resources. Besides that, the rulings of the courts are not according to Sharia. Lastly, Shukriya. We live in this interdependent world. We cannot do everything by ourselves. We only rely on the support and assistance of our near and dear ones. There are many silent and sincere soldiers behind the service of the Darul Ifta. If we were to name them, the list would be too long. They are the donors, doctors, food outlets, plumbers, electricians, etc. They would not want to be named and acknowledged in public and prefer preserving the anonymity and hope for qubuliyat in the sight of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. May Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala reward every one of you from His infinite treasures. And the greatest thing is the pleasure of Allah, وَرِضْوَانُ مِنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Yes, of course, I have to acknowledge the sincere efforts and sacrifices made by Mufti Hussein Kadodia for taking out his precious time and teaching the students. Mufti Hussein Kadodia for taking out his precious time and teaching the students. May Allah accept his sacrifices. May Allah reward him on our behalf. May Allah reward his parents. May Allah reward his family. May Allah make his children the coolness of his eyes. And may Allah grant him more than his expectations. We encourage our graduating students, the Darul Iftas, to establish Darul Iftas and websites in many parts of the world. Alhamdulillah, Darul Ifta Mahmoodiya has its branches in the form of physical Darul Iftas in the US, in 3 places in the US, in UK, Botswana, Mozambique, Malawi, Zambia, Russia, Australia, Jamaica, Trinidad and Netherlands. The Darul Ifta has 17 affiliate websites operated by the students of the Darul Ifta. In conclusion, on behalf of the trustees of the Darul Ifta, Mufti Hashim Ahmad, Muhammad Mehtar, that is from Matex, and myself, and on behalf of Madrasa Hamidiya, Muhtaram Maulana Naeem Motala Sahab, we place on record our sincerest gratitude to the Imam of Masjid al-Salihin, Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Chauhan Sahab, and the trustees being Hafiz Suleiman Magda Sahab, Hafiz Shakir Desai Sahab, and Prof. Randhri Sahab, for facilitating this program and making all the related arrangements easy for us. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. Inshallah, there'll be the tying of the turbans. First, the qualifying students from Madrasa Hamidiya, their turbans will be tied. Thereafter, the students of the Darul Ifta, Inshallah, Hazrat Mufti Sahab, Hazrat Bolana Sulman Choksi Sahab, they will be tying the turbans, and we take barakah from that, Inshallah.